You are listening to All Things Considered on IPR News. I'm Taylor Wisner. In the Upper Peninsula, COVID-19 has had a disproportionate impact on healthcare and frontline workers, and perhaps surprisingly, children. Those state findings were revealed by a Columbia University data reporting team in partnership with the Detroit Free Press. I spoke with Derek Kravitz, a data reporter at the Brown Institute for Media Innovation. So you obtained public documents from local health departments and the state, and in them, what did it show you about these outbreaks in the Upper Peninsula?
So when we looked at the data, we found a lot of testing, a lot of compliance issues, and a lot of lack of situational awareness for people who were getting infected with the virus at their places of work, a shipyard, a paper mill, a juvenile justice center, a prison, and were maybe taking that infection home with them and infecting their family members. And when you have that mix of lack of widespread testing, people not necessarily following all of the rules where they live, as it relates to masks and, you know, being careful with PPE, and a virus that is spreading, that's very transmissive, that especially is transmissive in the winter months when people are staying indoors. When you mix all those things together, you get a pretty bad outcome.
In just a short amount of time, your reporting shows that 1,400 children became infected. Why are so many children in a largely rural community getting sick?
So, I mean, that's hard to tell. Like, the contact tracing summaries do not speak to children. So they speak to guardians or parents in that case. And so what we can see from those is that, you know, one example or several examples are frontline workers, healthcare workers, and those working in industries where they have to have, you know, in-person, you know, face-to-face contact with customers. They are sick and their kids get sick, and it's unclear if the kids brought it home with them and it infected the parents or vice versa. But usually that infection happens at home. And then in a lot of cases, there's a day or two lag time where a person is not quite sure if they're sick or not. They go to work, they start feeling symptoms, and within the day or two, they come home and realize that they might be sick with COVID and they get tested.
Can you talk more about some of the stories that were revealed about kind of individual people and how they came into contact with the virus?
Some of the ones that really stuck out, there was a worker for the Menominee County Road Commission who left work on the day that he started feeling sick, but he was already infected. And what stood out was that he wanted to protect his coworkers' privacy, which is a sort of an instinctual reaction for a lot of folks. But he refused to name the coworkers that he was working with on the road that day to contact tracers. There was a bank teller with two young children who worked 2 days in December, but they went without a mask at times at work. The reason that person was saying that they took off their mask was because customers, it was hard for them to hear her. There was a lot of people who attended weddings with up to 100 people in the region in October and November. There were a lot of parishioners, people that would go to in-person church services with crowds of, you know, 50, 60, 70 people. There were a fair number of infections at the Island Resort and Casino. It was unclear if it was on the casino floor or if it was in the hotel, but we saw notes about housekeepers getting sick and others that worked there. Some of the more distressing examples were nurses that worked at healthcare facilities, especially those that worked in COVID wards, and, you know, people that worked while infected. And, you know, these are essential workers. So, you know, it's not illegal to do so, but it can be deeply problematic if for some reason PPE or other mitigation efforts don't work.
That was Derek Kravitz, a data reporter for the Brown Institute for Media Innovation at Columbia University. Thanks, Derek, for joining us.
Thank you.